For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Was it like a maturity thing on your end? Because for me, I always felt like older men felt very scary to me. Like, I'm too much of a little girl. That feels very scary, too grown, too mature, too scary for me. Like, my age felt good and safe. You know what I mean? Like, also, like, younger felt like I'm beyond that. It's too young for me, you know? So I'm just wondering, like, was it maybe because, like, you matured so quickly that you felt so grown? Because I did not feel grown.
Thanks to Sana Skin Studio for supporting the No podcast. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for our promo code so you can receive $25 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio.
Welcome to the No podcast with me, Nikki Spo.
Okay, so you guys, I'm welcoming back Jamie Lee Ruiz, who is my lifey for lifey. She is amazing. She is a professional dancer who has pivoted in her career at the start of COVID into becoming this incredible life coach who's helping thousands and thousands of women come home to themselves. And it's really amazing because, like, she and I are both doing something like very similar with our careers, but in different ways. And so we speak to different people. And I think that is something that has been so helpful for us as professionals, because we've been able to, like, bounce a lot of ideas off of each other, but really kind of, like, rediscover how we have been able to move forward in our professional world. And, like, obviously we talk about all of our friend things all the time, but, like, really come home as professionals, even if we're doing something that's really similar and speaking in like a really similar language, but to different people, because, like, the way that you say something hits somebody in a different way that somebody else might say something. And so what I love about what you are doing is that you are so authentically yourself in the way that you are helping people. And it's, you're coming home to yourself on the journey with your clients, and your clients see that. They see you're like a version. I think that you give people an example of what life can have in store for them. And so I admire everything that you're doing in helping women achieve their goals and dreams. Jamie is excellent. She has all of these masterminds, whether it's about money, whether it's about mindset. I mean, the topics are limitless with Jamie, and she's helping people get to where they want to go. And it's really, really incredible. So I'm excited to have you back, not just because of who you are and what you've become professionally, but because we have so much fun together.
We do.
Like, our conversations, like, half the time that we talk on the phone, I'm like, I wish people could have heard this, because this shit is hysterical.
Or not.
Or not. But, like, I think that, like, we have the most radical, funniest conversations, and I'm here for this level of entertainment. Thank you for being here. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you for saying all those sweet things about me.
Bitch still didn't cry. I wanted her to cry.
She didn't cry. She felt internally, but she just can't express it externally. Not in front of people, at least.
Okay. Well, today we're talking about age differences in relationships.
Saw you, girl.
You've never had, like, a big age difference in a relationship?
No. I feel like I have pretty much dated my age, you know, maybe like a couple, 2 years younger, 1 to 2 years younger, 1 to 2 years older. I stay in the ballpark of my age.
I feel
age.
Like there was a younger dude, like, in the mix at some point. What a how old was
he? Was my age.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun. He was a this guy that we're talking about, whose name we're going to bleep. He's a professional dancer, and he seemed like he was just so much fun. Also a shit show, but fun.
It was, I mean, we're going to go there, right? We're going to talk about all the things.
Yeah.
It was my 50 Shades of Grey relationship. So, yes, lots of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Lots of not fun, too, because he was a narcissist and a liar and a cheater and all those things. So it was, like, some fun, some trauma, but fun.
That's okay. So, like, okay, we can pivot into, like, the 50 Shades of Grey guys, right? Like, that come into your life and how they shape you and how they're fun. But, like, what is
the, what else,
like,
do they,
what
come
do you
with?
Pay? Like, what's the price of that? Like, can you have all of it?
I think that you can. I just so happened to find one that wasn't all of it.
You're like, this is 50 Shades of Grey and fun, but also you're a psychopath.
Also, I have a lot of healing to do now. Thank you so much.
Do you feel like you've done the healing?
1,000%. Okay. Yes.
Why
yes.
Do you think that, why did you pick him? Because he was fun?
To be completely honest, yes. I had actually just gotten out of like a 3.5 year relationship at the time. Yeah. And every relationship I have, I've manifested. I'm like, universe, this is what I want next.
And then it's like, it falls into your lap somehow.
I literally was like, I just want to have fun. And I also said, like, I want to like, like, I want to have fun and I want to have like sexcapades. I said that. I literally said that because I had been in relationships for so long that I just like wanted to have fun.
And have a lot of sex, like, and crazy sex.
Like, just
like sexual adventures. Like,
show me something I haven't experienced before. You know what I mean? Like, take me somewhere I haven't been before. And that's exactly what it manifested. And it was amazing. It actually was like so amazing. No bad things. And then it was like terrible. Yeah,
I actually remember that time in your life when you were like having the time of your life.
Literally.
With that guy. Like, it was a trip here and a wild story. There. Like, I would live for those phone calls. Like, mind you, I'm like married at the time. And like, I'm like, Jamie, call me.
You're like breastfeeding. And I'm like, let me tell you about my night last night.
Oh my God. My baby's on my tit. But yeah.
Good for you, girl. Yeah, totally.
That was wild.
I just think everybody should have like at least one experience like that in their life. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Well, also, I think it gives you permission later on to be like, you know what? I like this. This is fun. Like, how can I bring this into my life? Like, how can I bring this, like, whatever, sexual adventure into my life in a way that feels healthier and just more grounded for me?
Totally. And sometimes, right? I think that, like, as women, we, like, fantasize about things sexually or, like, men sexually that, like, because we haven't experienced it. And then once we experience it, we're like, oh, okay, that was great. Or like, these things about that were great. But also, like, what's more important to me is a man that treats me this way, right, loves me this way. Right. And like, can I have these aspects of the sexual adventure? But like, more importantly, this kind of man that brings safety and honesty and respect and love and communication and all those things. You know what I mean?
Oh, I believe you can have that, all of that.
1,000%.
I also think that like open communication has a lot to do with it. Like, I think that partners need to get a lot more comfortable communicating with each other about like what boundaries are and where like things, like what their expectations are, what they like, you know, and I think that women especially are really scared to talk about those things, right? Like what they like.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
like scary. There's a lot of like putting a man in charge and letting him be in charge. But like, I think women have to get a lot more comfortable in their own skin to be like, this is what I want and I like and I expect.
Well, men don't know what they don't know. They don't know what you like or what you want if you don't say it. They can just go based off of their experiences so far or what they've figured out so far, what's worked for them so far. But like, what if that doesn't work for you, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think open communication is super helpful. And for me on my end, it's like, I don't necessarily always feel safe and comfortable to express those things. And so I need a lot of safety from the man to be like, we can talk about this. Like, what do you like? What do you want? You know? And then it's like, oh, well, let me share these things that I've never shared with anyone because no one's ever cared or asked me or made it feel safe for me to share these things, you know?
Right, for sure. And like without shame or judgment too.
Exactly.
So shame and judgment and safety and relationships and age differences in relationships. So you've never had a relationship that was like a big gap. That's really fascinating to me because that's all I've ever had.
Oh, I know. That's why we're talking about this right now.
So
And you're obviously, leading the way.
So, I wanted to like chat with you about it because you saw a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But like even before I met you, like I was doing this shit, right? Like I would be in like eighth grade dating a senior. Mm-hmm. Like what? And you know, something that I was thinking about the other day was that my parents actually have like a pretty big age gap, and it's my mom is older than my dad. So like my parents met when my dad was 19 and my mom was like 31 or 32. You know, like now that I'm a 37-year-old grown woman, I'm like, what the hell was she doing? Like dating some such a young man. Like I think the times were different. I think that like people grew up faster back then, but still I'm like, whoa, right? But like growing up, knowing those things about my parents, like made it like all very normal to me.
Yeah. I want to talk about this because on one end of the spectrum, there's like the the saying that's like age ain't nothing but a number.
Right.
Right? Like
yeah.
Age ain't nothing but a number. On the other end of things, it's like there's inappropriate age gaps.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, I think it's situational.
For sure.
And it's not always just one or the other, right? It's not always just like age is just a number. And it's not always like, oh, like big age difference is bad and wrong. You know what I mean? So like sure. I'm happy that we're talking about this. But what I really want to ask you is because in hearing you share what you just shared and I'm thinking about my experience and like how I never wanted to date older men or younger men, I'm just like wondering, was it like a maturity thing on your end? Because for me, I always felt like older men felt very scary to me. Like I'm too much of a little girl that feels very scary, too grown, too mature, too scary for me. Like my age felt good and safe. You know what I mean? Like also like younger felt like I'm beyond that. It's too young for me, you know? So I'm just wondering like, was it maybe because like you matured so quickly that you felt so grown? Because I did not feel grown. So there was no way I was dating an older man.
Okay, so like, so yes. There's the song Betty Davis Eyes says she's precocious. And I'm like, I was precocious. So I was like mature beyond my years, right? Mm-hmm. Because of like certain childhood traumas that I had experienced, right? Like I was very, very acutely aware of my body and like my reproductive ability, like from a young age, like knowing, okay, I'm too young to reproduce, but like I knew what was up with my vagina. I knew what was up with my body parts. I was very conscious because, you know, an adult unfortunately made me conscious of it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so not only that, I think like being an only child and being the child of an alcoholic, like I had to step into an adult role in a lot of ways, right? Like I would clean up after my mom and I would make sure the house was locked up and everything. So in my young mind, I was like, I'm an adult.
I'm grown.
I lock up my house, right? While my dad is at work at the fire department, right? I'm like, I lock up my house. I set the alarm. I clean up. I put the dishes away. Like, you know, I'm sometimes tucking my mom in bed, right? And so as I grew into a teenager, I'm like, I don't f- with these kids my age.
They're children.
They can't relate to any shit that I've been through.
They're children.
Like, they don't know.
Yeah.
They are kids. Like, and that's because, and I firmly believe, like, and I'm conscious of this as an adult and as a parent now, that, like, children should never be placed in adult roles. Like, they shouldn't. Emotionally, like, I think that parents sometimes dump on their children, like, emotionally dump on their children when it's not a child's responsibility to hold the emotional capacity or weight or physical capacity or weight of an adult.
Not to take away from your story because I have a question for you or something I want to say about that as well, but I am learning that now and I'm about, well, by the time this episode airs, I'll be 39.
Yeah.
And in my 39th year of life, I am realizing that I have been an emotional parent to my mom for most of my life.
Right.
And like, I just started setting boundaries with her because I'm f-ing tired. Like, I don't want to parent you emotionally anymore. Like, I want to be the child.
Yeah.
And I'm 39 and I still get to be the child if I want to. Like, I don't have to parent you.
Yeah.
Emotionally, mentally, however, like you physically parented your mom.
Yeah.
I like emotionally parented mine and have been until very recently. And like you said, I realized that that shouldn't be my role and I set a boundary and I'm like, I'm done doing this.
Yeah.
Like someone parent me, please.
Yeah. And I think that there's some part of me that was like seeking that, like seeking the ability to be the young one, the little girl, right? Like, but I was too grown and too mature for like the boys my age.
Oof.
Yes. Right? Yes. So like if I'm 14 dating an 18-year-old, technically that's illegal, right? Like when I'm in eighth grade dating a senior in high school, like that's illegal, yeah, technically.
Yeah.
Right? I think that there are blurred lines around that. Like what makes it, when is it okay? Like that age difference is only 4 years, right? Like, yeah, I've had bigger age gaps in my relationships since then.
Yeah.
But like what we're thinking of is like maturity level, because like it didn't change, right? Like I didn't, like I dated boys my age in high school, right? Like my first ever boyfriend was like, I was a sophomore and he was a senior. And then like my junior year, I dated a junior, right? But I was always like, oh, enamored by like the older men. And so to when I'm 17 dating a 32-year-old, now I'm like, that's not okay.
Not okay.
That's not okay.
But at like, the time, it felt very okay.
Well, I felt like it was normal. I was like, oh yeah, I f with that because I'm on that level. Like, and probably, Jamie, like emotionally and maturity-wise, on some level I was. But here's the thing, I wasn't. Right? Like I did not have actually, enough life experience.
You weren't, because if you actually were, then you would have known how inappropriate that was.
Right. Like in hindsight, I'm like, I wish there's more conversation around, like, because then you go on to like, okay, well then there's a 19-year-old and a 36-year-old, and is that appropriate? Mm-hmm. Right? Like at what age is it okay, mm-hmm, for a woman to date an older man? Is it 20? Is it 21? Is it 25?
Yeah.
And like, what's the age gap that makes it appropriate? I also have thought a lot about like, 18 is the legal age, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like, older men dating 18-year-olds happens. Older men dating younger than 18-year-olds happens, and mm-hmm, it's illegal, right? Mm-hmm. What if, but it still happens, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what if the legal age was 16? They would do it. Like, people would do it. Mm-hmm. People would do it, mm-hmm, and younger. Yeah. It just so happens that 18 is the marker for what is legal. But like, what's the difference of me being 18 versus when I was 19?
Let's say, for example, like my niece is, let's say she's 18 and she goes to date like a 30-year-old man. I wish that her mom or me could have the conversations with her to understand like, what is your intention in doing this? Or what is your subconscious reason for doing this? Like, let's debunk what's going on here, because there might be some trauma that's causing you to want to go date this older man. And like, let's heal whatever that is, so that you don't do something that's inappropriate or unsafe or for the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, therapy is so helpful and important. And I think that like, everyone in general should be healing. So like, when you're a parent, that if your child is dating an older man, you can have the conversations to help them sort through why that is.
Like when I think about that and I'm like, oh my gosh, if my daughter comes to me when she's seven, or if my daughter comes to me at 19 and is like, hey mom, I'm dating a 36-year-old man. Like, I'm going to be like, what? Like what? What?
Well, let's talk about it.
Right. Like,
why?
Why? Not only that, I'm thinking, what does that man want with her? Mm-hmm. Like, what does a 32-year-old man want with a 17-year-old girl? You know, and I think that, like, and I think about, I have sons also. Like, if my sons are 32, being like, hey, mom, I'm bringing home a 17-year-old girl. I'm like, what is this about?
What unhealed trauma have you not processed that's causing you to do that? Or is there none? Like, Let's just talk about it.
But I also think that there needs to be a focus around, because I do, and for me specifically, right, like I made that funny reel about like, you know, around Father's Day where I was like, this is my dad, he's not my boyfriend. And like, I got that reel has so many, it has like millions of views. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting that. Like, my dad got recognized in TJ Maxx. He's like, they were like, you're the guy from Only in Date. I'm like, what? Right? I'm like, oh my gosh, dad, you're famous. Like, whoa, I don't know that.
Does this he is love what it? You want.
I'm like, oh my God, I actually apologized to him. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Sorry,
like,
I did not mean
to do that to you. Right? But like, I did this funny reel about like, okay, I have a reputation of dating older men and I live in Miami. So like, you sometimes have to clarify. And I'm telling you, like, I took my dad to a candlelight concert, like to celebrate his birthday. And I took a picture with him, like in front of the candles. And I felt like that again. Hmm. I'm like, I get it. But like the comments, for example, like some of the comments on that video that I shared are like, this is disgusting. Like, why should you ever have to do that? Like, oh, you just want attention. And I'm like, it's so funny that like people would say you just want attention. I actually want to talk about something that's very serious, right? I'm like, I have a way sometimes of like, I make a joke out of something that's very serious. And maybe that was my way of doing it that eventually led to us being able to have this deep, meaningful conversation about like, what the F is happening with these men picking younger women, right? Because also I'm 37 years old. Today, I'm a grown woman. I've had a lot of life experience. I've done a lot of therapy. I have three kids. Mm-hmm. For me, dating somebody who's a man who's 50 is not the same as being 17 dating somebody who's 32.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
Right.
And so like the unpacking of that is like, it's mind-blowing. And I remember, Jamie, like there would be so many times when I was younger and I'd go out with like an older dude and oh my gosh, the women who are my age now, like in their 30s or 40s, would be like big mad. Right? They're like, oh, like, and I wonder, like, were they mad that a man was dating somebody so young? Were they mad that like the young woman like won again? Right? And like, I think to myself, like, I love women so much at every age. I want to support women at every age that like, I always thought to myself, I'm never going to be that woman in her 30s who's like looking down on a younger woman. And so I think that it's really important that we have these conversations so that in the event that there are any younger women actually listening to my like middle-aged mom show, you know?
Middle-aged mom and I'm on your show, so everyone's right. Welcome.
Everyone's welcome. But like in the event that there are younger women listening, that we can actually take the time and like take a pause and take a beat to like actually unpack these things.
It's the unpacking of it is so necessary and so important. Like I said, it's like it's a gray area, very gray area. You know, there's like this and then there's this and then there's like, what about this?
Right.
Let's talk about it.
Right. All right, guys, let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sauna Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe Sauna is that it feels like coming home. Unlike traditional facials, Sauna's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I have had at Sauna has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the Sauna membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code THENOGLOW for $25 off of your first facial when booking at saunaskinstudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sauna Skin Studio.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's your observation?
Me?
Because you saw me dating when I was 17, 18. Mm-hmm. And then you saw me dating when I was 19.
Yeah. I think at the time, like when I first met you, you were telling me how you were dating. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so like, oh my gosh, like he's so much older than you. Like, what do you mean?
Was there a part of that you that thought that was like sexy or was it bad? Because I had a lot of friends that thought it was very bad.
in my mind, I knew it was wrong, but I wasn't judging you for it being wrong. Like, I think I was very open to doing wrong and bad things. You know what I mean? Like,
I think we're at an age where it like is kind of fun and exciting to do something wrong and bad.
So I knew it was
wrong. Or bad. Like, what is bad? I hate, like, putting a label on bad. Whatever.
I knew it was, like, wrong in a sense.
Inappropriate
in a sense. But, and I didn't judge you for it, but I knew that it was something that I wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm
better, goody-two-shoe, whatever, right?
Which it kind of was at the time. But that's not why. I was a little angel baby at the beginning.
Okay.
At the beginning.
Okay.
When you first met
me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll let you have that.
It was because I felt like a little girl. Mm-hmm. And that felt so scary to me. And I was like, wow, like, she has big balls for this.
You know? That, like, ever since I've been in high school, people have called me brass balls. Like, I'm like, kind of true.
Yeah. I ended up growing into having big balls. But at the time, I was like, she has big balls. Like, that's brave as and crazy as but like, go you, right? And then when you started dating
the other one,
I was like, oh, this is just like a thing. Like, she likes older men. Cool. Then this one is not illegal. She's older now.
Right. She's 19.
Cool. And so now she gets to be herself and date older men without be herself and date older men without it being wrong or bad or shamed or illegal,
right,
or inappropriate. Do you know what I mean? Because you were of age. So I just always saw it as like, this is just a thing about you.
I still like older men.
Right. So now, now that I'm older, I've gone on my own healing journey. We've been friends forever. I've seen you now date younger men, still some older men.
Guys my age.
In between, whatever. We always end up with the older men. I still see it as like a thing that you like. I also can understand and notice the trauma that has caused you to be the person that likes older men. You know what I mean? But you've unpacked a lot of that. You know what I mean? And you still like older men. So like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Like, did the trauma cause you to like older men? And like, you've healed your trauma and you still like older men? Or like, did you always like older men, but then also you experienced trauma and it was a bad thing? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think now in my life, I'm just like, I like men. And I'm like, my perspective on it is like, I try to meet people where they are, mm-hmm, you know? And obviously my life now is so different. Like, I have 3 kids that that's my priority, mm-hmm, right? I think that when I was younger, I think that younger women are a lot more malleable and moldable. And mm-hmm, I think that for some men, that is very attractive, being able to mold a woman as she grows. I think that a big problem that I see, not just in myself, but in other friends of mine who started dating older men at a young age, is that they don't get to totally discover who they really are. And there's not a lot of space for that growth into becoming a full woman, yeah, right? And like really dropping into their womanhood, mm-hmm, when they've been with somebody since they were so young. And I would venture to even say that that happens in same age relationships that are like high school sweethearts, mm-hmm, into like growing into adulthood. Is like how I think it takes extra work for those relationships. Even like, let's say you're 15 when you meet, right? And I know people that have gotten married and like, mm-hmm, have families now, mm-hmm, that have been together since they were literally 15 years old, mm-hmm, right? I think it takes a lot of effort and work and intentionality to be able to grow together and to like settle into like this adulthood, adult version of yourselves. But totally, then you change the dynamic where one person is younger versus older and becoming an adult. And I'm like, I scratch my head. And to be fair, like in hindsight, I think about that with my dad and my mom. I'm like, how much was my dad really able to like settle into his own adulthood? And you know, like if he's listening, I'm sure he's like, oh, well, I have the answer to that. But like, and he very well may have the answer to that, mm-hmm, right? But like, I am curious,
yeah,
about it. It's something that I'm curious about.
No, based off what you're saying, I think that, and again, I don't want to like put all men in one category.
Okay. Sure.
Right. We don't want to do that ever. I think that there are men that have like healing to do and either don't know that they have to do it or don't want to do it, too difficult to do. And so it's easier to just get a young woman who is easily manipulated, swayed, persuaded, whatever, molded, yeah. whatever you want to call it, that isn't going to like challenge them to grow.
What happens when the young woman is challenging?
The young woman usually starts off not challenging, though. Uh-huh. Grows into her own and then challenges. And either the man grows, mm-hmm. heals, evolves, becomes aware, accountable, or does not. I think that I do have male friends that, again, it's kind of the same thing. Like, even though they think they want, like, a powerful, healed, badass woman, you know, it can be challenging because she's done so much work on herself. Her standards are so high. She is going to challenge you. She is going to use her voice. Throat chakra is unlocked, baby. She's going to say what she wants, what she needs, what she feels, and she's not going to hold back. And that can, even though a man does want like this powerful woman, then he gets her and he's like, ah, too much. So girl. Then they maybe go for a younger woman who hasn't, maybe is a bad bitch mm-hmm. and powerful, but like not as, you know, as much as like an older woman who has done some healing. Again, we're not talking about every fucking human that exists on this planet. Right. We're talking about like a general scenario that happens often, I believe.
I have a quote that I love from Trevor Noah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he says, the way my mother always explained it, the traditional man wants a woman to be subservient, but he never falls in love with subservient women. Mm-hmm. He's attracted to independent women. He's like an exotic bird collector, she said. He only wants a woman who is free because his dream is to put her in a cage.
Ouch.
So, like, how does that relate to age differences? I'm not sure, but you think about like the energy of a young woman, like before the world breaks her, which I mean, I was broken really early on.
Right? I wasn't. I was broken
later.
Yeah. Late 20s, early 30s. So.
Yeah. Like I was broken from a young age and still I found like, and still I was free as fuck. Yeah. Like I was still a free bird mm-hmm. despite my brokenness. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think that that freedom is can be really, really attractive. And so like that is that comes with like youth, right? Like there are so many young people that like they have so much belief in the world. Like they're still so like energetic. They're not jaded. They're so like their world is beautiful to them still. And despite all of the terrible things that I had gone through, like I still really believed that the world was so beautiful. Like I was... You know, I was like making clothes. I believed that I could achieve anything. Like I thought that the dreams of my life could all happen. And fortunately, I still, I lost that for
You're
a while.
Very magnetic.
And then I came, thank you, but I came back to that like yeah. now in this phase of my life. But that is attractive, right? Mm-hmm. And young women and young men possess that magic, that that like lightness about life. Like it's hard not to be attracted to that.
And I have something to say about that.
Tell me.
Because I have an experience with that.
Yeah.
A boyfriend I had of... 3.5 years. When we first met, I was that girl.
Yeah.
I was young, wild, free. I was a little ratchet baby, twerking up and down the streets, living my life, not a care in the world, vibrating high. Like I was that girl. And he was obsessed with me because of it. Like,
yeah.
like he was obsessed with it. Like,
yeah.
you're ratchet, I love it. You're wild, I love it. You're free, I love it. Like loved these things about me.
And then what?
And then we started dating and then I became his girlfriend. And then I don't know if it was like his insecurities or what. It was everything that he loved about me that brought him to me and brought us together was everything he ended up hating about me and judged me for and shamed me for and literally judged me for and tried to make me feel bad about like, oh,
you
like
smaller.
You're too ratchet. Can't take you home to my mom. You're embarrassing when we're out. Like you need, like you're not like wifey material, all these things, like all the things that you were obsessed with me for, you got me. And then you shamed me for, and I lost my light completely. And I completely changed myself to please him, to keep, I wanted to keep getting him to feel the way he felt about me in the beginning. And I no longer could do that by being that same person, so I had to change myself. You know,
to get
so
his
like,
approval.
To get his approval, which I never did. Literally never did. And, you know, he wasn't older than me. I mean, he was by like...
I was just thinking that.
He was a couple years older than me, like 2 years. No, but I was just
thinking about that. It's like an underlying theme that I'm also hearing that it, like, in this scenario, like, age wasn't at play. Like, the age factor wasn't necessarily at play. So, like, but that just goes to show you there are so many factors at play. Like, it's not like, oh, okay, there's an age gap. Like, that's what it is. Like, no. Like,
exactly.
There are a lot of things at play. Something that I do want to touch on is, like, the adults in my life didn't say shit. You know, like as a conscious adult today, like what we're saying, we're like, let's have the conversation. Let's have the conversation because I know like back in the day, like when I was dating my everybody knew it was illegal. Like what the, where were the adults in my life being like, no, mama, we're no. Or like, what's going on here?
Question.
Where were the adults?
Question though.
Yeah.
I know that probably adults were not saying anything to you, but do you think that you... maybe like we're so
powerful
that they're like, we can't even stop this girl. Like, what are we going to say
to
her?
For sure. There was
you're
going to
do
play,
whatever
like,
the fuck you want to do regardless.
Yeah, there was definitely that when I was a teenager. Like my dad, like my parents would be like, your curfew's midnight. I'm like, I'll see you at 2. Like,
right. So like, what are they going
to
tell you?
But
you
that was like a big thing. Like that had to do with like my upbringing because I was like, I have a legitimate disrespect for adults or like lack of respect for adults because I have to be an adult. So like, because I'm a kid who has to be an adult, you can't
screw
tell me
you.
Shit.
Screw
right.
you.
Right. And
I'm the parent here.
And so to an extent, like I think the adults in my life did know that. I still needed somebody to rally for me.
No, 1000%. I think about that all the time. Yeah. I'm like, why didn't anyone ever tell me this or teach me this or have this conversation with me?
Yeah.
And like, I have to have grace for them because they didn't have they didn't have the capacity, the
right.
awareness, the knowledge, the words, the wisdom. They didn't have it. But like, damn, I wanted that so bad or needed that so bad, you know?
For sure.
Where are you now? Like, do you still love older men? Like, are you going to date older men? Are you going to date younger men? Are you going to date men your age? Like,
you know, I don't think that I'm like gonna do anything, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I try to be like really present and I've been set up. Like I've mentioned before, like I'm not on the apps. I've been set up with men of like different ages. I've met men out. There's been some DM action a little bit, which I think I talked about before. But like, I don't really have... like, this is too old or this is too young. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of have, like, a this is too young mindset because, like, I am grown and I do have a family and I'm like, what do I want for my life? I eventually want to be in, like, in a committed relationship. I also know that I don't really want to have kids anymore, you know? So, like that in itself, like, is not conducive to me dating somebody, a man who is younger than me who doesn't have a family, right? Like, just by default. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not writing anything off. Like, I am still attracted to, like, I'm also in a phase of my life where I'm like, I need you to be retired.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I'm like halfway kidding. Because not fully retired. Because
you want
right?
time. You want their time.
I want time. I want somebody to spend time with. Like yeah. I spent a lot of time like doing the grind and doing the motherhood. And I'm still doing the motherhood. But the reality of my situation is that my kids go to their other parent. Like, so I have some time. So I want somebody, yeah, who can spend time with me. And like, I don't know that there is like an age marker on that. Mm-hmm. But I think that like the majority of people who do happen to have more time are a little bit more established in their careers and can take more time.
Yeah. So question, because at this point, like whether you date someone your age or you date someone your daddy's age, like it's all up for grabs. You can do either one at this point. They're probably going to have kids because like even men your age –
Have kids,
you know, and yeah. older men probably most definitely have kids. So I feel like dating for you in general is like you're dating people that have kids, right? Maybe not everyone, but most.
Yeah.
So what does that look like for you? Because you have kids. So is it like...
do I want a Brady Bunch?
Yeah. Like how does that work for you at this point?
Yeah. You know, I've dated men who have children and I've dated men who don't have children, but you're right. Like I think that at my age, a lot of people who are divorced, like have families. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of in this unique position where I used to think that like, okay, I can blend my family and be happy about that. But like, I'm really dropping into this space where I love being a mom to my kids. My kids have a co-parent. I have one co-parent. I love like the setup is great for my children, right? Where I do not have another co-parent. Like, and then I started to think, do I want another man to co-parent with? Like,
no, I don't. I'm like, a part of me, I'm like, I don't know that I want to be a stepmom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, I don't know. Like, it might sound crazy and f***ed up, but like the way I see it is I get to make the rules of my, any future relationship that I'm in, whether anybody agrees with them or not. Yep. Like, it's not up to anybody. It's up to me and my future partner.
Yeah.
Right. And so when I think about like blending families, I'm like, maybe I want a situation where I don't have to blend a family. How beautiful is it at this stage of my life to like be able to drop into like romance without having to have the responsibility of raising children together, right? When I know that my kids are very good, right? Mm-hmm. Like they have two amazing parents that like maybe when I'm not with my kids, I just want to drop into like this really romantic feminine energy where I don't have to be a stepmom. And like, do I really want somebody to be my kid's stepdad? Are you telling me, like, do I want another dude in the mix to be like, well, let me consult with you? No, no. So I don't think, I don't know, like there's a part of me that thinks like, I don't want to blend families at all, ever.
I also
like,
think,
at least like, maybe not until my kids are like much older, but like, yeah. I kind of don't vibe with that right now.
I love that you get to make your own rules, but also right? It's like, it depends on who you're dating as well, right? Because like, let's say it's someone who doesn't have kids and wants to love every part of you, and that includes your children, and wants to step in and help you and be there for you and like be a stepdad to your kids, right? Like that's one scenario. Like that's a bridge you have to cross if he's like, I want all of you. I want to do life with you. And that means every part of you. And then there might be an older man or a man who has children, has same situation as you, right? Like I'm a dad when I have to be a dad. And when they're with their mom, then I don't have to be a dad. And we could have romance together. You know what I mean? So it's like, I guess it's just like a bridge you have to cross depending on yeah. who you date or who you end up with. Yeah. If you end up with someone, maybe you just date forever. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like you get to make the rules. And I think that's cool.
It's a lot of fun. Like I've definitely like had some energy that's like, I want to be a stepdaddy. And I'm just kind of like, I have found myself in those situations being like, no.
Do you think that's
like maybe I'm not ready for like I'm not ready for that. My kids are so little. Like my daughter is not even two yet. Like, you know, like I think there are a lot of things at play, but I do think that like overall right now, and like the beautiful thing about it is like I have the power to change my mind, right? Like
I love that we get to change our mind.
I reserve the right to change my mind.
Whenever the fuck we want.
Right. Like yeah. I reserve the right to change my mind. But right now, I'm like, I do not see myself wanting to blend families.
So that's that. Love that for you.
Well, you guys, I think that's where we're going to pause today. We have more in store with this energy. I mean, you're regular. Like, do I make you a co-host at this point? I don't know.
I mean, give me the cards.
Here you go.
Give me the cards.
Here you go. Until next time, you guys. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code, THENOGLOW, for $25 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via sanaskinstudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love.
Thank you so much for listening to The Know. If you loved this episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. Words are so powerful, and someone may need to hear what we covered today. And if you really loved this episode, please take a moment to rate the show and leave a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect on The Know. You can connect with me personally via Instagram at Nikki Sapp Spo and The Know with Nikki Spo. My hope for you today is that you are fearless in looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.